is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Deep breaths. That's right. It is all about you, and we hope to hear from you here during this very special hour of KGMI Connects, as we have three distinguished guests here in the studio. We're going to hear again from my daughter, Ella. Wait, I haven't. Oh, there. Oh. Now you're turned on.
Oh, okay, hi,
your
guys.
Mic is on. Yeah, my daughter, Ella, her friend, Aoife.
Hello.
Who is on the day before Thanksgiving, I think. And we're joined by a new guest, too, Corinne.
Hi.
Another one of this gang of friends. And today we're going to discuss the world through the eyes of three high school sophomore girls.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so your calls and questions and comments are more than welcome. And you can ask these guys whatever you want to. I mean, within reason. And we'll get their thoughts and responses. It's great to have you guys here. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And Ella, you've been telling me it's, bring your daughter to work day, but that's not till tomorrow. So you kind of had me faked out there.
No, basically, I looked it up, and it's bring your child to work day today.
Oh, okay. No, it's tomorrow. The 25th is what I found online.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Take your daughters and sons to work day 2024 is Thursday, April 25th. So you guys get out.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. We'll leave now.
No. No, I'm glad to have you here because we've always enjoyed having you guys on before. Ella was on solo, about a year ago, I guess.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And then, as I said, Aoife joined us the day before Thanksgiving. Past Thanksgiving. And now Corinne is here with us. So great to have you three here. So let's get rolling. I know you guys are heavily, heavily involved in social media.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So let's start with TikTok. And all right. It's under fire, of course, by politicians in Washington. And now this bill has passed that contains a provision in it that TikTok has to either be sold off from its parent company, this mm-hmm. Chinese company that created it and owns it. Or else it could be banned here in the United States. What's your initial reaction to that?
Oh, I guess I'll go first.
Sure.
I feel like my initial reaction is like, I feel like TikTok, I mean, obviously all social media, you can't really keep it. It's kind of hard to control all content. So, like, yeah, a lot of content on TikTok isn't always the most helpful, but a big factor in it is now a lot of people support their small businesses on TikTok and promote, and a lot of people are content creators on there. It's how they make their money. So I feel like it's a really tricky conversation to have if we should ban it or not, when it's how a lot of people are making their livelihood.
I agree. Yeah, I think as someone who spends like a lot of time on TikTok, you know, the thought of it being banned isn't great, but I also think it would be good. It does take up a lot of time in my day just scrolling, which mm-hmm. I think affects like a lot of people's like just day to day spending hours on it. So I think it might benefit people also. I don't mm-hmm. think it's as deep as a lot of people are making it. And I think it's just a fun app. And again, yeah, like it, mm-hmm. a lot of people use it to promote a lot of their stuff or like their small businesses or music or anything. So mm-hmm. I think it's, yeah.
Corinne, you got some ideas?
I really agree with Aoife because like a lot, like I even find myself like spending probably way too much time on it, and I could definitely use that time for better things maybe. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know, a lot of people use it to like get their products out there, but there's also a ton of different ways to do it too.
Yeah. And so talk about scrolling videos, because they're just those short videos, and they can be just about anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Videos that people have created or clips from TV shows. Mm-hmm. And because I don't do TikTok. I guess I do Instagram and Facebook.
You like Facebook Reels.
Yeah, I'm one of the old people who still mm-hmm. does Facebook.
Yeah.
But they have Reels. Mm-hmm. And it's similar to Reels, right?
Yeah. It's the same concept, just a different name.
Kind of like recycled TikToks.
Yeah.
And do you feel like you just kind of go through that sort of mindlessly just watching that?
Yeah.
Because it definitely affected my attention span, because I used to be able to, you know, watch, not even watch, or just like spend anything for however long. But now, like, if it's a video past like 30 seconds, I kind of lose interest.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think that, that's affected how you, just how you take in media, or how you consume media?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, and I think most people, because even we, when we're producing content for like our Facebook page or what have you, our radio station, we think about how presenting stuff in a short form, because people don't really, if you see that really long post, you just kind of skip over it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend that much time, which is kind of sad.
Yeah,
it is.
So would you guys ever pick up a book and read it?
I love reading books, personally.
Me too, actually. See, that's the thing, because I'm very, like, I know how to, I don't know how many other people agree with this, but I can personally control my, like, hours spent on whatever. That's why I think the TikTok ban is, you know, it would make me up, I would be pretty upset about it, because I feel like I know when to stop, and but I also think it would be good for other people to, you know, just get it out of their lives.
Yeah.
Well, would people maybe just find another social media site to use?
Yeah. Well, I feel like you can ban TikTok if you want to, but it's not going to stop another app that's just the same as TikTok that's going to bring up, like, the same concerns about, like, national security or, like, information security and stuff like that. I mean, it's just going to be another app that's exactly the same.
Also, TikTok has, like, influenced so many apps, like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube has Reels, and it's basically just an exact copy of TikTok. So it's made such an impact that they would probably find, like, it really easy to just recreate it, just a little different.
I guess, would it influence your opinion of the politicians that would ban it? Would you be angry at them for taking that step, or are they just
that deep?
Yeah,
I'd just be like, man,
like, just kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's just like not like angry, just like I feel like the main concern, not concern, but like the main feeling among a lot of people that I've talked to is like, why are you focusing on this instead of other issues that are to us, at least, a lot more prominent than when we're spending our time online, you know?
Yeah. They're spending a lot of time focusing on something that is not a big deal at all.
Yeah. And I think it's also important to consider that a lot of the people, like the politicians, like passing these bills and everything, I mean, I'm sure they don't spend a lot of their time online or on TikTok. Like, it's like the youth mostly that are using these social media apps, and like I feel like, should you be like talking about it like you know it if you don't actually know it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's become so popular that it's like, it's basically as common as like Instagram or something like that. So like, you know, it's like no one's talking about banning Instagram or anything like that. Yeah. I think it's just like,
well, let's talk about social media in a broader sense, because what we hear is that it's and that you guys, being three young women, and once again, our guests here in the studio, my daughter Ella, her friends Corinne and Aoife, and all three sophomores, and you are in that demo, I guess, of people who are said to be influenced by social media and especially in a negative way. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you get that sense, or is it something that's not a big deal, that you can handle what you see on social media, or does it affect how you view yourselves or your friends or your world?
I would say like kind of, but also not really. I feel like there's a lot of like positive ways of it. Like, I don't know, just like dumb things to do with your friends, I guess.
Yeah.
Or like you can get a lot of hangout or like just things to do, like ideas. But there's definitely a huge thing like with like skincare and all that stuff, like the super expensive stuff, where there's like even younger kids now buying it. because they've been influenced to buy like this $100 cream for like whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like it's kind of become more of an influence on like products, like, oh, if you buy this, everything will be perfect, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about like just like your self-image and your body image and looks? Do you think it creates that sense that you're less than
for sure.
You're not as valuable if you're not this supermodel kind of a person.
No, yeah, I think that's always been kind of the case with social media because it's very 50-50. Like Corinne said, it's very like there's a lot of positive things that I can find myself on, you know, just social media, but there's also a lot of negative things and just like comparing and just whatever it is. And especially like with younger kids being influenced, it's this like constant like just passing on to younger generations that, you know, think they should buy these expensive products or, you know, be skinnier or something like that. So I think it's definitely impactful.
Yeah.
Like the Sephora kids.
Yeah.
Sephora kids.
Who are they?
They're like really, really young kids buying like anti-aging products. Like they're like 10 years old.
Retinol.
Yeah. And it's like destroying their skin.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like just because it's popular.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got to find out what that stuff is. I could probably
what,
use some myself.
Is? Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think you have some laying around somewhere, Dad.
Oh, okay.
Some drunk elephant.
Well, once again, our guests are Ella, Corinne, and Aoife. And they want to hear from you, too. Your questions, your comments, whatever you think you'd like to ask a 16-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're all 16, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. We'll take a quick break and be back with more. We got some folks on the line and we'll get right to you and to these guests here in our studio here on KGMI Connects 360-676-5464.
Most people don't really know an HVAC company until things go wrong, and we're trying to kind of prevent that. We want people in town to know about us and us know about them so that we can actually manage their systems before it fails. We want to make sure that we have a very well-designed team, effort, approach. I want to be in the other person's shoes, and I'm going to talk to them as if I'm in their shoes. Like, hey, this is what I would do. This is what we don't want to do and why. That's a big deal to us because the more you know, the more you can be prepared to make decisions that make sense for you. So the Mars Advantage Plan is, in fact, our organized approach to make sure that we're in homes once a year. We know when we're coming. Customers can know when they expect us. The whole goal is better maintain equipment means less emergencies.
The Mars Advantage Plan. Annual maintenance on your heating and cooling system starting at $149. For out of this world service, call Mars today.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have four keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all four every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you can win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhaus of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
Staying connected with your community each Saturday at noon with KGMI's Community Connection as local business leaders share their expert advice. Sponsored by
Lighthouse Mission Ministries, Dewey Griffin Subaru, Feller Heating and Air Conditioning, Contact Counseling, and Guided Solutions.
Community Connection, Saturdays at noon on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
We've got our four guests here in the studio, three high school sophomores, Ella, Corinne, and Aoife. And they'll take your calls and your questions. And you know, talking about the major issues of the day mm-hmm. and getting young, and we'll call you young women.
Okay.
And get their sense of what the world's all about and what it holds in store for them. Let's go to Michael in Linden. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Joe. How are you today?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for calling.
Good. I just want to thank your daughter and her friends for being on the show. It's always so interesting to, you know, get the perspective of young people today on some of these hot button topics.
Yeah.
And I actually have a two-part question regarding a real hot button topic that's in the news today, which is abortion. And my two-part question is this. Do people in high school or your age understand that the Supreme Court or the president doesn't decide whether or not abortion is legal, but it's actually up to the individual states to decide for themselves, much like marijuana laws? You know, some states will legalize marijuana, some states will criminalize it or make it illegal. So that's my first question. And then my second question is, remember during COVID, when everybody had to get vaccination shots to protect others, would you agree that it would be a good idea to mandate, or maybe not mandate, but just be a good idea to get birth control shots for girls when they turn 16 years old? Do you think that would be a good idea to help prevent abortion? And I'll take those answers off the air if I could.
All right, Michael, thanks for your question. So I guess, first of all, the question was, are you aware that it's now a state's, the issue is, of abortion has been thrown back to the states, so they will decide. I guess he was asking if you're aware of that, and do you think that's how it should be?
Well, I don't want to speak for all three of us. I think I do. I feel like we are all aware that abortion is mostly mandated on a state level now. If I think it should be that way, I feel like, yes, I feel that it makes more sense for each individual state to have their own ideas and, you know, policies about abortion and other big issues like that, instead of one big kind of ban or limit or termination on something like abortion. I feel like that would cause a lot more tension, and it would be too much of a big step to have the entire country kind of have that step.
What about how it was before, when it was found to be a right to one degree or another across the country?
I think I agree with Ella. I just think, I think it would be a big step to just mandate one thing, and it, because so many people have very different views on the topic, it would create a very big kind of riot.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about if it were banned nationally?
Yes.
Yes.
What about if it were allowed nationally?
Well, I can probably speak for the three mm-hmm. of us to say that we are pro-choice, and I think that if it were allowed nationally, that would be great. If it were banned, just it would be a huge, just very depressing for all the women in America.
Yeah,
and I think it's definitely been a big issue.
I feel like the big difference between allowing abortion nationally, like how it was, and people trying to ban it nationally, is that when abortion was legal across America, no one was forcing you to have an abortion. But if you're banning abortions across America, you are forcing people to not have abortions, which, again, there comes the issue, if you ban abortions, people are still going to find ways to get them, just in unsafe ways.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there are a million, like, loopholes to the abortion argument, but I feel that when abortion was legal nationally, you could get one or you couldn't get one. And if you were against abortions, you could say your piece and you didn't have to get one. But, you know, trying to tell every woman in America you are not allowed to have an abortion, I mean, that's a pretty big statement to make.
Yeah.
Okay. Corinne, I don't want to force you if you don't want to talk about the issue.
Well, I don't know. They kind of just said everything that I agree with. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And what about Michael's other question about a mandatory I guess he was talking about, women, girls your age getting a mandatory birth control shot to avoid unwanted pregnancies in early in life. I mean, what would you think about that?
I think that birth control is a something that a lot of girls need and a lot of girls don't need, and I don't think it should be a mandatory shot. I think if you need birth control, then you should get it, and if you don't, then you shouldn't. I don't know. I think it's pretty simple. It affects a lot more things than just being pregnant or not. So there's a lot of side effects on it, and yeah.
I completely agree. Like Etha said, there are a lot of side effects that come with all different kinds of birth control options. And, again, that's people's choice if you want birth control or if you don't,
Okay. Let's go to any other comments along this? Okay. Let's go to Rich in Ferndale. Hi, Rich.
How's Joe today? And how are you young ladies doing?
We're good.
Yeah, we're doing well.
That's good. So, a good comment about the side effects. I believe abortion has side effects. There's a lot of women who feel guilty later for terminating that life inside them. And I believe if everyone who is pro-choice watched an abortion video and saw the gruesome act of destroying that fetus inside you, you would probably not be promoting that choice. It's a gruesome thing. And whatever it is we're for or against, we should understand what it is and see it. And then here's a scary little thing. All the pieces that come out after an abortion have to be put back together so that the doctor knows everything is out of the womb. Now, that in itself is disgusting. So
okay.
That's something to think about as far as side. Joe, this is an important issue, Joe. Okay. We were all fetuses at one time. All you young ladies were fetuses.
Okay. I think you made your point, Rich.
Got.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a good day.
All right, thanks. Okay, I thought he was going to talk about TikTok, but that's all right. Those are some of the limitations or some of the rules that are put in place in some states where you have to have an ultrasound or have these other steps or have a waiting period, that sort of thing. Any thoughts on that? A woman would have to have those things done before she could get an abortion.
And it's also not a very quick decision that people make. I think it's something that people think about a lot. And again, there are millions of arguments that you can make for pro or anti-abortion. It's a big argument. And I think that there are a lot of young girls that have, been unwanted pregnancies or anything. They're victims of sexual assault that, don't want to, give birth to their baby. And, if I really want to get into it, I can, but there's a lot of arguments that people can go both ways for. And I just think, do you guys want to add on to this?
Well, I also just feel like a big, misconception about people who are pro-choice is, people are not promoting abortions, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't feel that people are going out and saying, if you are pregnant, then you should get an abortion. Yeah. Although, what I feel like we do see a lot of is people are saying, if you are pregnant, then you shouldn't get an abortion. I feel like people aren't saying you should get an abortion, you should do this. I feel like that is up to the mother, and that should be their choice.
All right.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. I'll be back in just a moment. Our guests here in the studio, Etha, Corinne, and Ella. And they'll take your calls and your questions here in just a moment as we talk about the world from the perspective of a sophomore girl in high school. Back in a moment here on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you. Did I just step into a Dreamliner?
Airport or Shuttle's new luxury motor coaches surprise even seasoned travelers.
Have to admit, I'm kind of blown away here.
Loads of legroom, LED ceiling lighting, tiered theater seating, and three-point seat belts. Save on fuel and parking. Enjoy a quieter, more productive, and swanky cool ride to SeaTac Airport. Visit airporter.com. Airporter.com and ride today.
Some call it overplanning. At TSE Power Solutions in Ferndale, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move.
TSE Power Solutions does it all. Installation to maintenance, residential and commercial. In Ferndale, formerly Tom Sutton Enterprises. Keeping futures bright since 2007.
Get informed and inspired with Saturday Morning Live on KGMI. Join a group of knowledgeable hosts as they present a variety of guests and viewpoints on issues important to our area and to you and your family. Sponsored by Asset Advisors LLC, each Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
You've got questions about your car or truck, and we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Harness the power of the sun, reduce your carbon footprint, and save on your energy bills. Explore the advantages of going solar with West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
That's right. With our guests here in the studio, we got Corinne, Aoife, and Ella. Three sophomores here in Bellingham, and they all take your questions, your comments, and real quick, go back to the phones. And let's see. Oh, Tip in Bellingham is on the line. Hi, Tip.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing today?
Very good. Good to have you.
Yeah. Well, I think these young women make a very fine point, and that is that, you know, under Roe Wade, it was a personal choice. You could do it or you could elect not to do it. That's choice, freedom of choice. And, you know, what we see with the new, now it's a states' rights issue, and you now you have states subject to red or blue politics arguing over this and that. And remarkably, you know, I don't see a lot of exceptions for, you know, rape and incest and things like that. A lot of this is just like categorical on the part of the people that want to ban abortion. And going nationwide, I think it's just one more of these Republican policies in which, you know, they're going to decide which books you're free to read in the library, what subjects are free to be taught in the schools, who you can marry, who you cannot marry. I mean, it's like there's a pretty clear divide on the issue of personal choice. And you know, America's supposedly about freedom. And I think it's a strong argument for voting Democrat, as disgusting as they may be. They're just a little less disgusting, okay, Especially on personal freedoms, than Republicans.
All right. Thanks, Tip. Do my guests have any comments to
what I agree.
Tip's point? Thank you for reaffirming us.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks for your call, Tip. Let's see. Jim in Seattle has been hanging on. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Got some youngsters that you can try to indoctrinate here.
Yes, I won't be so strident, I don't think. I tried to indoctrinate them a little bit on Gore Vidal last time I talked to them. I can also say that I agree, like Gore Vidal, that I will say this to be fair. I do think a lot of issues that face us aren't always easy answers. I don't think abortion is an easy answer, but I tend to favor it by a lot. It's just that it's not something that I cheer about, you know. Oh, yeah, you're going to have another abortion. That's fun. But I commiserate with women because we live under quasi-totalitarian patriarchies, according to Gore Vidal, instead of liberal democracy. So okay, you can take that statement with a grain of salt. But, you know, if you're thinking about it long enough, and you may come to realize there's maybe a little truth to that. Maybe he said quasi-totalitarian. He didn't say completely totalitarian. And I know the other one that's more encouraging. If you don't want to have an abortion, don't have one.
Okay.
And, you know that one. But yeah. I was going to get to some other stuff, whether it's too over the top or whatever. I'm kind of been debating it. I don't want to consume the airwaves time as I'm doing right now. But anyway, in the what's going on here, sophomores, they'll probably be going to college pretty soon. They may have an interest in what's going on now. And, you know, I heard Larry Elder, he was on earlier, and one thing I'll talk about him as far as his social policy, economic policy, libertarian, Michael Parenti, who's not doing well right now but is 90 years old, he's pointed out that in the year 1900, the United States was something like a third world country. You know, there's mass and chronic unemployment and disease and all sorts of terrible problems. And
yeah.
So, you know, I tend to believe in government. It maybe not for everything, but certainly more than a libertarian would. Then I could go on about the protesters. We're not, those of us that are protesting or support the protesters for Palestine, we don't want the anti-Semites and all that. But he said it's a real big problem for all the left-wingers like me, a huge anti-Semitism, Jew-hatred problem. And I've told you that people like me, and there's enough of them, including many Jews, we love Noam Chomsky the Jew, Norman Finkelstein, I should point him out especially,
right,
and so forth.
Okay.
There's many we do like. So that's enough for me, I guess. And so I'll wish you all a good day, and thanks for listening, and maybe I'll hear your comment.
All right, Jim, thanks for your call. Well, he brought up we've been seeing protests in support of Palestine. Have you guys been following that issue at all? The war in Gaza?
I would
Israel,
say.
Hamas?
I have a little bit, yeah. Me too.
Do you have thoughts on it? Or I mean, I don't want to, I'm not trying to force you to comment on something that.
Yeah, well, Aoife is handing it over to me.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to make, like, pretty broad statements about it. You know, it's a really touchy issue. I mean, any war is a touchy issue. And I don't think anybody's ever going to fully agree on it. I just hope that, you know, everyone who is going through something over there in Gaza is, you know, going to be doing better. And I just am hoping for all of them that things resolve soon. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. All right. Let's see, real quick, let's go to Bruce in Bellingham. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Joe. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just have an easy question for you. I was wondering what or if religion plays any part in your life, and at school, are there any religious clubs available? That's all I have.
Okay, Bruce.
I don't know if there are any religious clubs at school because I think that might create a bit of a, not anything bad, but I don't know if it would benefit everyone. And just because religion is something, you know, anyone's religion is accepted, I think, in our Bellingham district is a very open and inclusive, you know, district. Religion doesn't really play a big part in my life. I was never really I wouldn't consider myself Christian or anything, but I think I think of myself as more spiritual than anything.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that the reason why schools don't have a ton of those religion clubs is, as unfortunate as is, people do have, like, their feelings about those said religions.
Yeah.
And it's definitely something to kind of practice, like, not to be ashamed of, but, like, outside of school, and that's your own choice to do.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, like, yeah.
Yeah, I for sure agree. Like, it's just, like, you know, around the holidays, you know, people say happy holidays, and, you know, you're just kind of, like, you know, just kind of neutral about everything. And, I mean, yeah, like, kind of like Aoife said, I don't think religion plays a huge part in my life. I'm agnostic personally, but, like, yeah, I just, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe that your attitudes towards religion, does that come from how your family's addressed religion or felt about religion, or...
Yeah,
Ella's pointing at me. or is it more what you've come to accept in your life or understand?
Yeah, I think as I got older, I kind of created my own, like, thoughts and values when it comes to religion. My family never really pushed anything. We weren't very, you know, just we were just kind of whatever you are, you are. And
okay.
I think, you know, it's good. Good way to be.
All right.
Yeah.
You want
to
say something? No.
Okay. Well, let me take a quick break. We'll be back with more. I've got other questions I want to ask you guys, and we have other callers on the line too, and we'll get to them and to you in just a moment. It's Ella, Aoife, and Corinne here on the KGMI Connects.
I look at the big picture. As a business owner, sometimes we get wrapped up on, well, I'm not going to lose money helping that customer. I'm not going to sit here and say that we satisfy everybody out in the community, but I can go to sleep happy every night knowing that we try really hard to satisfy as many people as we can. Knowing that the community has invested in us, when it comes time to invest in a customer, I have no problem. I have no problem saying, let's make it happen. I've had repairs that, you know, big high tickets, and I see them the same as if it was $100, because at the end of the day, they trusted us. They gave us an opportunity, and we just can't look at it like, oh, we're going to lose money in this particular customer. Well, no. Let's take care of them. Let's make sure they're happy.
Find new roads at BellinghamChevy.com.
Get down and boogie as the winner of a new car. It's electric. Barron's Clean Energy Sweepstakes is on now with your chance to win a Ford Mustang Mach-E and an EV charger. You heard that right. Work with the clean energy experts at Barron, and you could zoom away in a sleek Ford Mustang Mach-E, all yours for 3 electrifying years, plus an EV charger installed by Barron Electrical. Go solar, tankless, upgrade to a heat pump, you name it. Earn qualifying clean energy points for all things green. 1 point equals one entry. Your 5-time award-winning clean energy company, Barron, is here to transform your whole home with energy-efficient solutions and maybe even your commute. Right now, get a free heat pump with purchase of a solar or battery backup system, plus 16 clean energy points to win that electric car. Find yourself in a sporty new ride and call Barron today during Barron's It's Electric Clean Energy Sweepstakes, on now through June 30th.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
No purchase necessary. Visit BarronHeating.com for details and official rules.
Sign up for the CHS Northwest Propane Autofill Program and receive a cellular tank monitor with no monitoring fees. Plus, you'll be able to review your daily tank level readings from your smartphone or tablet. CHS Northwest, everything you need for home and farm. Online at CHSNW.com.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You love what you find.
Was winter a little rough on your patio furniture this year? Then it's time for a visit to Wilson's Furniture, where you'll find the biggest selection of patio furniture north of Seattle. Summer's on its way, and you don't want to miss a minute of it. Stop by Wilson's Furniture today.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
That we are. We've got three guests here, Corinne, Aoife, and Ella. They're three sophomores here in high schools in Bellingham, talking about the issues that are important to them and important to us. And I wanted to ask you guys, because this is one that has been front and center for quite some time now. It's primarily transgender girls participating in girls' sports.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know the three of you take part in sports to one degree or another. Mm-hmm. And is this an issue that is burning hot in the schools? Is it top of mind there, or is it something that's out in the ether as far as you're concerned?
Well, I run track, which is definitely like a sport, and if you do look at times, biologically men are faster, which it just happens. That's how it is. And I think definitely another thing to consider is like biologically they can go faster, and there's nothing about identity about that. Mm-hmm. And it's like you can't train to beat them. Like that's you can't just run faster to beat that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also another thing, like I was actually at a track meet just a little bit ago, or like a couple days ago, and like even amputees have their own league of race, so I believe that something like that would be maybe better for them instead of going against other people where it's biologically impossible to beat them or they'll get beaten in the same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, have you encountered any transgender athletes?
Not that I'm aware of. But yeah.
Okay.
I agree personally, and I think also though it's important to consider that regardless of gender, biologically, everyone is capable of, you know, getting better or getting faster. I think it is for sure, you know, biologically speaking, a difference, but it's also, you know, I agree.
I feel like it's kind of another one of those issues where it's talked a lot about the people that aren't in school anymore. And I don't even, that's not really a topic at all in our schools that I know of. Like, I mean, it doesn't seem to be like nobody's like all up in arms about it or anything. Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a pressing issue for most of us.
I remember it was a bigger thing, you know, maybe less than a year ago, just kind of being talked about more often. Mm-hmm. And I think it's definitely died down a bit more.
Yeah.
I don't hear it being spoken of a lot.
Yeah.
What about just gender identity in general? Is that
more.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, I guess, from any perspective?
Well, I think that, I mean, most schools now are shifting more towards, like, you know, all of our high schools in the Bellingham district have gender-neutral bathrooms and all of that. I think it, and, you know, people, a lot of teachers are more like, on your first day of school, they'll give you, like, a get-to-know-you card and pronouns will be on there. And, like, it's just kind of, like, at least, like, in my personal experience, it doesn't seem like an issue exactly. It just seems like an adjustment that's been made to, like, our normal kind of, like, how we, you know, go about getting to know people and, you know.
Yeah. It's definitely become a bigger thing, you know, being super inclusive about everyone. And I just think for the most part, it's people have made it a much bigger deal than it needs to be. And I just think identify how you want. And, you know, I think that's as simple as it can get, you know.
Sure. Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Let's go to, let's go to Eric in Ferndale. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Joe. Hey, ladies. A couple quick questions. Do you have any interest in the politics of the, you know, who becomes president or governor of Washington? Or are you just too busy with life and school and stuff? And then the other question about TikTok. It's my understanding that they're thinking about banning it because they're afraid China's going to spy on us or steal some secrets or influence us somehow. Do you have any concerns with China doing that, or with China in general doing anything with, you know, influencing us or overtaking us or anything like that?
Okay. All right, thanks, Eric. Let's start with his first question about politics. Like, you know, we're going to elect a new governor this year here in Washington. The presidency is up for grabs in November. What do you follow that? Is that a big deal to you and I guess in a broader sense, people your age?
Not really as much as it was. Like, I feel like back in 2020, that was a very huge thing. Like, politics were definitely on the table. But I feel like now it's not really talked upon. Mm-hmm. Like, people are just too busy doing their own thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it'll get more urgent once we get closer? Because we're now months and months away.
Probably.
Yeah. I think, like, anything would, you know.
Yeah. I think that, like, I think ever since, like, 2020, when that huge election happened and everyone had their own very strong opinions, I feel like each person still, like, carries those opinions with them, but people are talking about them less. Like, it's not something that, like, we're bringing up at, like, a conversation at school or, like, with our friends, really. Yeah. But it's something that we all think about and, you know, we know more about.
All right. And then his other question about TikTok which was a topic we started with, but that's an issue, you know, what they're talking about. The politicians are saying we're afraid it'll influence. We talked about just personal sense of self, but, you know, politics or, you know, that sort of thing. And what are your thoughts on that? I guess, and even in broader in social media.
I think for sure I think the main thing that I'm thinking of is every app is kind of like, you know, since media's come out, we're kind of, you know, we've always been a little bit watched, you know. Mm-hmm. I think TikTok is kind of, I think it's definitely been made into a thing where it's only TikTok that's spying on us, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, it's, you know.
I mean, like.
They all are.
Yeah, they all kind of are.
Like, if you Google something, the next, like, let's say you Google for beds, and then the next day you get ads for beds.
It's
kind of the same thing. It's just trying to get something so that you'll keep on watching. So it's trying to watch your watch patterns and see what you're watching.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that it's trying to spy on you, but more in a sense that it wants you to stay on the app and stay on it longer, because as longer you stay, the more money that they make.
For sure.
So, like, revenues.
And now they have the digital means to where they can really follow you and know what you're watching.
Yeah.
As, you know, Pat, like back in the day, you know, when I was your age, it was just, they were just guessing, you know, what would appeal to people. And they'd put shows on and then they'd try to measure the audience size for it. And those were the hits.
And I think TikTok, or people definitely think of it as more of a, you know, there's a guy on his computer watching you through your phone camera. Yeah. But I think it's definitely more of a, let's definitely personalize, like,
your
ads
content
for you or your content, just so that you can, you know, they can make more money off you. And that I don't really, if I'm being honest, care about, because it's like, you know, I've been aware of it, you know.
Yeah. It's if they are taking our information, it's not like, I don't think any of us are super worried about, like, other foreign countries, like, stealing what TikTok videos I like most, you know?
China's going to be racking up your, stealing from your debit card. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, let's go to Lou in Linden. Hi, Lou.
Hi. Yes, Tom and the ladies you have there. I wanted to point out that, first of all, there is a 12-step program now for people who can't get Gore Vidal and Don Chowski out of their minds.
Okay.
So you might refer one of your callers.
You're a little bit muffled, Lou.
And the other thing is, the civilizations in the past who practiced child sacrifice, the Aztecs, Babylonians, etc., they all disappeared into the ash heap of history. And when you stop a human heart from beating for no reason other than they're inconvenience, or you think you would be benefited by stopping a human heart from beating, then you are simply engaging in a human sacrifice. And there are consequences to every civilization that does that.
Okay, all right. So I guess he's equating, we were talking about abortion earlier, equating with child sacrifice.
Well, first, the thing, those children are already alive. They already have thoughts. Like, they already have.
When they're thrown into the volcano.
Like, they're already alive. Like, they already have thoughts and stuff.
Yeah.
When
that happens.
When that happens, and like that's kind of child abuse and odd. Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Keith over on Sandy Point Heights. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me again.
You bet.
I applaud you young ladies for coming on the show. You're doing great.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You deserve it. your father and I, we both like you. He's not all your three girls' fathers.
Just a lot.
But I would say with the topics that you've been thrown at you today, you've done very well. I don't think you're teenagers anymore. You're becoming aware young women. And I'd like to point that you sort of try to stay unbiased, unjudgmental. Your answers are very unjudgmental. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a good way to go.
Thank you.
Yes. And let me think here. Corinne, Aoife, and Ella.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, we got that. I was practicing.
All right.
Okay, so... the last thing I'm going to say, an observation, reading is good. Reading, if you ever have children, read to your children. Teach them how to read. My kids both read obsessively. My daughter was valedictorian, and my son's in the Navy. But reading is good, and it sounds like you ladies read a lot. And an observation, if you listen to this show, if it's taped, and you can listen to it again, when I was young, I was playing basketball against Linden. We got beat 93-36. At one point, a Mayberry young man stole the ball from me, and I swore. And the ref says, 22, what's your swearing? And I noticed that through life, I swore too much. The only thing you'll get out of me now is a holy cow and oh, boy, oh, boy.
All right.
And the thing is, if you listen to the show, young ladies, listen to how many times you say the word like. And it's not a complaint. It's just an observation that when you're young, you talk like that young people talk. And I get that.
All right. Okay, yeah. Keith. Well, I think I'll take that to heart. Yes. and Ella, I'm going to watch your language from now on.
I'm very sorry.
No more liking.
Not just likes, but I mean the bad words.
We'll hold each other accountable.
Yeah, I don't know where she ever learned those. But.
Oh, yeah, Dad. Darn.
Well, thanks, you guys. Ella, Corinne, Aoife, thanks for being in. A great show. You guys
are
awesome.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll be back tomorrow. KGMI Connects.